Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Remember when this happened?
Oh, look at these two. Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Yeah, of course. The Coldplay Big Affair blow up.
Yeah, turns out it was just a misunderstanding.
Oh, yeah.
A giant misunderstanding.
I'm not buying that for a minute. Why? What's the story now?
So if you remember, just like Raven said, it was a Coldplay concert. Chris Martin did the thing on the Jumbotron, saw a couple that was hugging, said, oh, look at them. They ran away from each other and like hid their faces. Turns out it was the CEO of Astronomer, Andy Byron, and his head of HR. Her name is Kristen Cabot.
Yeah, both former employees, by the way. And I mean, to say that they ran away from it, he dove away from that cam behind a chair.
Okay, well, now they've come forward and she has said that it was not an affair. Her and her husband were already separated at the time. The CEO, the guy, his marriage wasn't broken up or anything like that because of this. It was just a misunderstanding. They were not having an affair. And she wants everybody to leave them alone and that it was just them being friends at a show.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hold any of my friends like that. There was other video that emerged of them kissing. There was other photos and stills that came out after that. I remember that.
There was?
Yes.
Oh, I never.
Definitely there was.
Hold on.
Deep dive that. Don't believe that nonsense for a minute here. I mean, I respect somebody making a public statement because they want people to leave her alone and leave her family alone. Things get out of control. The internet's just needs a better hobby, I guess. But as far as, you know, them not being involved or nothing nefarious going on there, I think that's a question best reserved for his wife and not for her, who's already in the middle of this divorce.
But I was thinking about it. It was the biggest news story everywhere.
Yeah, the world was taken over by that story for that brief week.
And for part of me feels really bad for her. Because remember, people are nuts. So not only they start calling her a homewrecker, again, double-edged sword, because of course what happens, they start calling her a homewrecker, not that he's equal parts involved and whatever.
I mean, he did lose his job. Yeah. He was the CEO. Goodbye.
Yeah. She got like 900 different death threats. Like, that's not fair. She didn't ask for that. She's a mother. You know, no matter what they're doing, it's not the world's business. And it makes you wonder, like, have you ever just had a misunderstanding? What if she's right? What if this was a misunderstanding? It was just an awkward thing that had never happened before, and they were not having an affair, and their lives just blew up on a national stage.
I mean, forgive me if I don't feel all that bad for them. Again, they were locked in an embrace. I mean, there was other photos of them kissing. I saw it myself.
Are you sure it wasn't AI?
No.
I just looked, and I can't find anything.
I saw it, Anna.
You know it was a real thing?
Yes, it was real.
I don't know.
Nobody cared enough to fake these things, and it was clearly those same people. Here's the thing. If there's anything that you have trouble explaining to your spouse, you shouldn't be involved in it, right? So as far as I'm concerned, like, he's just as guilty. She's not nearly as guilty. If you don't like the death threats, don't log on to your Instagram. Take some time off. I haven't gotten a single death threat in 3 to 4 years. You know why, Anna? Because I don't look.
Oh, also because I don't forward them to you.
Well, who cares, right?
What are the rules of serving people? So Taylor Swift just arrested some guy that was trying to serve her paper.
Okay, all right, ease up there. Just arrested. It's not like she went outside, slapped the cuffs on somebody.
Oh, she did.
Somebody did something nuts, and they got arrested as a result of it.
So it's the whole Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively case that just will not go away.
You know, it's funny, man. I thought that there's no way they'd end their friendship over this, but I think it's real. I think it's probably over.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think this is a mess.
The signs are all there. She's not congratulating her. She's not part of the album. Long.
Okay,
she's
so
whatever.
What happens?
So they want Taylor to go to court.
Yeah, they want her to be deposed.
Yes.
For this case here, to go ahead and make a statement.
But when the dude went to go serve her papers.
Yeah.
The guy was charged with jumping the fence onto a private residence in a private neighborhood at around 2 a.m.
2 o'clock in the morning. This guy, who's an ex-cop, right? Jumped the fence at the Kansas City home that they share, Travis Kelce's place, to go and serve her the papers. How is that legal? Guess what? It's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the thing. So, I mean, the whole thing about serving somebody is you want to catch them off guard because most people don't want to be served. And in this case, right? Like, and it actually has to be handed to that actual person. That way they're being served technically. So people avoid this all the time. You want to catch them coming out of work, in the gym, at the locker room, anything like that. But you can't climb on somebody's private property at 2 a.m. in the morning. What, she's supposed to be out there walking the dog or something?
I mean,
Taylor!
It's not like she's going to answer the door.
Are you Taylor Swift? This is for you!
Like, if anybody just rings your door at 2 o'clock in the morning, how many of you are going to go open the door and be like, oh, thank you? Mm-hmm. You know, of course not.
Have you ever had anybody served before?
No, and I've never been served, so okay. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I've had two people served before, and I've got another person that I'm probably going to have served coming up in like 3 weeks, right? So the first one was business. The other one was my first marriage, was the divorce. And when people don't want to be found, it's very tricky. The hardest part about suing somebody or serving somebody, in this case, they're not suing her, they're just deposing her, is getting them to accept that paperwork and you having a witness to that, or having them pay you after you've actually won the case. The cases are usually pretty easy. That part is pretty simple.
So if if I don't want to go to court, I could just avoid
the marshal that is serving you these papers. So
I just run away?
Yes. Oh. And you can put this thing like, so after a certain amount of time, if they can't catch them, you can put an ad in the paper that states that this person is being served like publicly, and that will serve.
Is it 1974? Does that still work?
In some states, like that's the only way that you can do it because people will avoid these things, right? And you have to get judgments against them. So it becomes very tricky. I got to serve somebody in like 3 weeks, and I don't know whether or not how that's going to go. Like you got to you do detective work. You find out where they work. You find out where they go, where they frequent, and then you tell the marshal, and then they go serve it. This guy at least is able-bodied. The person that I hired as a marshal was like 80 years old. You know what I mean?
He wasn't jumping fences at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Like if you see him hop out of a car and you think he's the guy that's serving you, you can easily outrun him by just like, you know, leisurely jog, you know?
You know what this dude said? This guy said to all the news outlets after he was arrested, because he posted bail and he got out, whatever.
Yeah.
He said he was just doing his job.
Here's the thing.
What?
That's the marshal you want. I mean, he's obviously a go-getter.
I mean, you don't think Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have security? He's lucky he didn't get hurt.
Well, lucky, right. But, I mean, no publicity is bad publicity is the way I look at it.
So. You'll be saying wow every time you use this towel.
Is my George Foreman Feminized Grill.
Wait, call now. We'll give you a second set. Absolutely free.
Who's ready to cook some bacon?
I mean, this is the cruelest thing that you could do, honestly, today. It's a situation where I actually have to leave today and have a fasting test this morning. I can't eat anything.
That's okay. Guess who can eat it? This girl right here.
Perfect.
We have to do the public a service, and the service is finding a way to cook bacon faster, crispier, with less fat. Yeah, this is when we try things that are for sale right now on Amazon and see if they actually work. Today we have the amazing Bacon Wizard, microwave crispy bacon maker. It is $14.99.
How does it work?
Well, it has three steps. Let's say it right here on this box.
Okay.
Easy as, number one, hang up to 1 pound of bacon on the ring. It's like a plastic ring thing.
So you hang it vertically.
Yeah, see?
That's interesting.
Innovative. Okay. Number two, microwave.
Is it?
Three, crunch and enjoy.
Okay.
So it says here, recommended cooking times, 2 slices is 1 minute. So here's what I'm going to do.
I mean, you brought an entire pound.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to go ahead and leave the rest of it at home. So how much of it are you going to do?
Well, just for the sake of time, I'm going to do just 2 slices for 1 minute.
Okay.
So I'm.
Did you wash that thing first?
No.
Okay, great. That's good. Plastic right out of the box. Came from some factory where it was made in a room there where they probably had rats and mice wandering around, and we're just going to hang the bacon on there and go for it.
Okay, right now I am putting the bacon in the microwave. Uh-huh. We had to set up a microwave in here.
So to understand, to set up a microwave in the studio, by the way, we had to run a cable 30 yards from the kitchen area because every outlet in the studio is taken, that if we try and overload the studio with any electric stuff, like we could go off the air.
Yeah, and you should have seen their faces when the engineers and the operations manager was in here yesterday trying to figure it out. All right, so right now we're microwaving the bacon. Here we go.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to read some reviews during this minute while it's microwaving.
She's running back and forth from one microphone to the next.
All right. 5-star review. Terrific bacon.
Okay.
Large, thick slices of bacon are a little difficult to thread onto the wheel. I didn't think it was that difficult.
Okay.
The bacon cooks well.
I can smell it.
There's very little bacon fat left on the bacon.
It's coming along now. I'd like a little bit of the gristle, I have to say.
It says placing a paper towel over the bacon will reduce the splatter. End result, well-cooked bacon with very little fat splattering in the microwave.
Wait a minute. Did you do any of that?
No.
It's popping.
Is this just the microwave from the kitchen?
No, they told me they brought
this
in
is an
a special
extra microwave.
Yeah, this,
okay.
They told me I could keep this microwave, and they said I could bring it home. I was like, I don't think.
Well,
okay,
I think maybe.
There's lots.
That's
of
interesting. That just, there's a lot of
oh my
explosive
gosh, it,
stuff happening in there.
Should we stop?
The microwave. Producer Julie's getting nervous. Don't stop.
No, don't
we
stop.
Have to
it. It's
bacon?
Cooking for God.
What's wrong with you?
Come on, Julie.
It is.
Well,
smoking.
Scared money don't make none. Let's go.
That's it.
All right, that's 1 minute. All right. One star review says useless. This ad says crispy bacon. It wasn't crispy. It was soggy. It also splattered fat all over the microwave oven.
Okay.
All right, let's see.
I mean, you're not going to take the microwave home. Julie, do you have any use for an extra microwave?
Oh, my gosh, look. It really.
Steamed stuff and cooked it? Yes, it's a microwave.
Oh, look at all the fat.
Oh, it looks disgusting. So it just looks shriveled up and gross. There's no crispiness to it whatsoever.
No, and there's a lot of
so
fat.
So wait a minute, though. You did it for the exact time, right?
Yeah.
Who's eating it? You have to eat it.
Oh,
you brought it in here.
Please, you think I'm not going to eat bacon?
That's going to burn you. Oh, it looks like it's like raw meat. You know, like when somebody like...
Listen, is it crispy? No.
Yeah.
Am I still going to eat it? Yup.
Wow.
It's not bad.
I'm
going to put some more in there. Do you think this thing's going to blow up?
Yeah.
It's quite possible.
No, yeah. it's not terrible.
So
it's
the review is?
You need more time than a minute, but I'm going to put it in for 2 minutes. And if we're still on the air, I'll let you know how it goes.
Anna and Ravens, Pick'em News.
Three news stories. You only hear about one. Raven gets to pick which one it is.
What do you got?
It's powered by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BETTERHELP.com/Anna and Raven. Today's selection, number one, squirrel attacking residents, sending at least two to the hospital.
You know, everybody thinks that they're cute, but they are rats with fuzzy tails. Things can get crazy.
Number two, an AI artist becomes the first to sign multi-million-dollar deal.
You know what? That just makes me mad and jealous. I'm going to be honest.
And number three, Connecticut becomes 26th state to ban first cousin marriages.
Well, you know, seems like those rules should have been in place a long time ago. I'm going to go with a squirrel attack.
Flyers warning of an attack squirrel are up in parts of San Rafael, California. That is north of San Francisco. They were posted after at least five people were attacked. Victims say the squirrel came out of nowhere.
Just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, well, that's the thing about squirrels, man. They could be in the trees, they could be on the ground, and they climb.
The victims have come out to share their stories.
Clomped onto my leg and was just hanging on. His tail was flying up here, you know, and I was like, get off me, get off me. And I kind of didn't want to touch it.
Yeah, no kidding. You don't want to touch it because it's only going to make it matter and go after your face.
Is that a thing? Okay.
Another victim.
Yeah.
The squirrel went to the floor and from the floor tried to jump to my face.
Any other people that are crying about how bad this squirrel is to them?
Did you hear that the squirrel was on the ground and then jumped to her face?
I mean,
want you to imagine a squirrel.
Yeah.
That's just la 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 la. Mm-hmm. He's walking by you.
You think he's fine.
Leaps.
And then
up,
all of a sudden he's nuts.
And attacks your face.
Yeah. You're talking to a guy who had a squirrel stuck in his house. You remember that? In my chimney? And I had to reach up and free that squirrel. It was like straight out of a Christmas vacation. It was crazy.
Right. But now imagine if it attacked your face. Okay. So let's talk about what you're supposed to do if you get attacked by a squirrel. Because this may become a more prominent
thing.
You
think it's a movement now?
Yeah.
A revolution?
The squirrels are going to unionize.
Right.
And
yeah.
It's going to
be communicating with each other.
Uh-huh.
You know that a squirrel only lives for like 2 years?
Really? That's
sad. Kind of sad.
Where do they go to die? They just go in the woods?
They go over the Rainbow Bridge, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I didn't want to settle that conversation for children all over across the world today, but here I am.
I asked the internet robots, what do you do if you are being attacked by a squirrel?
What did they come up with?
Seven steps.
All right.
One, do not panic or flail wildly.
You
know, sudden movements can make the squirrel more aggressive.
Look, the situational awareness is important, right? And I will say this, is both of those ladies sounded like they were a little bit rattled by the entire situation. So try and stay calm. That makes sense.
Number two, protect your face and your hands. Use a jacket, bag, or your arms to shield yourself.
Yeah, same thing you want to do with a grizzly bear, by the way. All right? Yeah, protect that and your neck.
Number three, back away slowly. Give the squirrel space to escape. They often attack when they feel trapped.
Do you do this? Like when you do with a bear, do you go, hey, squirrel?
No.
Hey, squirrel. No.
No. Number four, do not try to grab it or catch it. It increases your risk of being bitten.
Yeah, no, but never try and grab or catch anything.
If it latches onto you, shake it off firmly.
There you go. Kick that leg out.
It says without hitting yourself. No kidding.
Yeah. All right.
if it scratches you, yeah. You have to wash it with soap and water right away. That makes sense. So if they have,
any open
wounds.
Yeah. Right.
And then seek medical attention if bitten, because squirrels can carry diseases like rabies.
Oh, that's great. Well, you get the shots at the end of that whole thing. But other than that, just buck up, get in your fighting stance, and southpaw that sucker.
What's the most messed up thing you ever did at work? Did you get caught? Teenagers make mistakes. They make bad choices.
Sure, of course.
That's nothing new.
It's part about growing up. Yeah, you're going to get in some trouble. That happens a lot. It's pretty common.
I want to preface this by saying it happened in China.
Okay.
China. So don't worry about your soup, but...
Two teens have been ordered to pay more than $300,000 after they peed in soup at a Chinese restaurant.
I heard that one of the new social trends right now is peeing in public, but that doesn't include in food.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, right?
These two teenagers worked at a hot pot chain.
Yeah.
One of the biggest ones in Shanghai.
Okay.
And they decided to go to the bathroom in the soup.
The 17-year-olds did their business at a Shanghai branch of China's biggest hot pot chain, Heidi Lau, in February. And to make things worse, they actually posted a video of their drunken act online.
Good idea.
That's
right.
Always
so they were also intoxicated. That's perfect.
Yeah.
In China, they don't joke about a lot of that stuff, right? It's the biggest hot pot place in the city. Some very powerful people could have been eating there.
So this stunt, it sparked nationwide outrage.
Yes.
And they had to refund thousands of dollars to the diners, which included this lawsuit now for these two kids. And the parents are responsible for paying it back.
Well, think about the trust that it's eroded with the brand,
right,
too. That's such a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's huge.
And what they found was that nobody actually ate the soup. Who knows if that's true or not.
Right.
But that's what they said.
Yeah.
And I was like, how gross is the soup that nobody ate it?
Yeah.
Like,
now,
nobody ordered it at all?
That sounds fake.
Yeah.
Worst thing that you did at your job?
When I used to work at a country club when I was a teenager in high school, at night we would steal the golf carts, and then we would, one time, I wasn't in the one that did this, but drove it into a pond, and then one also flipped.
Oh, well, I didn't do that at my job, but we did that at my condo complex with the ATV. But at work, more than once, a couple times, ashamed to say, stole a coworker's girlfriend.
That's messed up.
Yeah, Mr. Steal Your Girl.
That's.
Listen, man, I was like, 16, 17.
How about you?
Oh, you're mad?
And,
you're mad now? You're mad for the people that you never met? Who knows? That person could have been a jerk with their girlfriend.
Yeah, it's true.
Right?
I don't know.
And it takes two to tango. Thank you very much.
During COVID, they told me I could take home as much office supplies as I want, and I still do.
Wait a minute. What? You should not be doing that.
No, it's fine, because I print stuff at home. That's how I justify it.
Well, the papers. That's one thing. Paper doesn't count.
Dudley, what's the most messed up thing you did at work?
So I used to work at a food place. I'm not going to mention which one, but I was a cashier, and I would serve the food. And if the customer was rude, I would always give them smaller portions.
Yeah, I get
Fair.
That. Yeah.
Yep. You know what? I'm not against that. I think that's good. I would always give extra food to the people that I thought were very nice.
Yeah. You know what's upsetting, though? All right. So I'm just going to give you an example. All right. Five Guys. All right. The burger place. Not everybody's got it, but I've been to plenty of Five Guys. They don't measure the fries. You've been to a Five Guys, right, Anna?
A long time ago.
Yeah. So they don't measure the fries, right? They just give you the fries in a separate bag or whatever. And they have a regular size fry, and they have a large size fry. And I would always go in and just be so nice to these people. You know what? They always gave me the small portion of fries, no matter even if I ordered the large. Then you'd see somebody else that ordered the regular, and they'd walk out with a half pound of fries.
Oh, it's because of your face.
What's wrong with my face?
I'm just saying. It was probably your face.
You know what? In that instance, I want everybody's fries measured. I want my fries measured against this other person's fries. It feels personal in that regard.
You're so
jealous.
And
again, I've just been so nice. Mm-hmm. Forget it. So nice.
The most messed up thing you ever did at work? 1-800-330-9999. If you want us to disguise your voice, we will. Sometimes you do some messed up stuff at work. Listen to this.
Two teens have been ordered to pay more than $300,000 after they peed in soup at a Chinese restaurant.
Yep, that's they were working disgusting. There together. That's what they did.
Yeah, that's absolutely terrible. And now their parents are on the hook for $300,000.
I was trying to think what's the most messed up thing I did. As an adult, basically my back to school shopping was in the supply closet here at work.
That is not appropriate. And the fact that you're still talking, you're not still doing that, right? Like, I mean, copy paper is one thing.
They told me during COVID I could take stuff home.
But
it's fine.
You were working at home.
I need pens at home. All right. What's the most messed up thing?
Stop talking about it.
What's the most messed up thing you did at work? And if you want us to disguise your voice, we're happy to do it. 1-800-330-9999.
All right, Sally, tell us, what's that terrible thing that you did at work?
Oh, my God. Many, many, many years ago when I was a kid, I was about 15 years old, I worked on the New York State Thruway. You know how, like, you can get off and there's, like, a place where you can eat. Like, it was a big place. They had a gift shop and, you know, hot food. And then on the other side was, like, more like fast food. Well, on the fast food side, if people were really mean, we would put flies in their burgers.
Oh!
Gross.
I mean, what? You just had a collection of flies?
Oh,
God.
I got one more. So one time we had a guy was, like, putting burgers on, like, this big tray. And he was holding it up against the stove with his hip. And there was a bus coming in. And we said, oh, there's a bus coming in. But when we talked to him and he turned to hear what we were saying, all of the burgers fell on the floor.
Oh, no, and you put them all back together.
Put them right back on the buns, and there they went.
Oh,
that's nasty.
No.
I'd rather have the burger from the floor than the fly burger.
The thing was about the fly burger is that you had to make sure that they were going to stay there to eat. Because if they stayed there to eat, we could watch them eat.
Oh, no, you guys were terrible.
You guys are sick people.
You're right. We do have to change your voice.
Oh, fake Sally.
God. Nancy, confess. What'd you do at work that was so messed up?
Okay. I, first of all, have no respect for corporations. So whenever I would be running out of toilet paper at home, I would steal a couple rolls from my job.
Yeah.
So this is like every week for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
All enough that it goes under the radar, so they don't notice, and I get free toilet paper.
There was a guy that I worked with who, at one point, he was working full-time in radio, and he was DJing or bartending at this bar downtown, like, 3-4 days. And in the span of, like, 3 weeks, he lost his full-time gig at the station, and all of a sudden, the station had no toilet paper.
Definitely took it.
Like, he was working on the weekends, but he was clearing the place out. And then a week and a half after that, I heard he got blown out from his bartending job because same thing. He was leaving one night and the owner heard a couple bottles clanking in his backpack, opened it up. Oh, yeah, he had like 4 bottles in there.
Yeah, that's
a sad, lowly state of affairs there.
A lot of people do it. It's sad. I mean, you know how many times my dad has found people that take the liquor?
Wow.
And he doesn't even say anything. He like sees it on the cameras, but he doesn't say anything because he thinks, you know, what are you going to do? Like. It's messed up. There was a guy when I used to sell real estate. He used to steal so much toilet paper, and he lived alone. And I could not figure out what was he doing with all this toilet paper.
Right.
It's like you take one box. Like the boxes of there, it's a lot. But if you take like 25 rolls of toilet paper and you're doing it twice a month,
where's it going?
It might be something wrong with your colon. You gotta see a doctor at that point. We thought these guys were gross. Turns out you might be grosser.
Two teens have been ordered to pay more than $300,000 after they peed in soup at a Chinese restaurant.
Yep, they were working at a Chinese restaurant, thought it would be funny. This is in China, I should mention.
Mm.
And now their parents are being asked to pay $309,000 back.
I mean, at least the authorities are taking it seriously.
Yeah. What's the messed up thing you did at work? 1-800-330-9999. We'll disguise your voice. We'll hide your name. You want to remain anonymous.
So, talking about stupid things that teenagers do at work, when I was a teenager, this is probably like 1987, 88.
Okay.
I worked part-time at a grocery store, and there was a whole bunch of teenagers there. We were always pulling pranks on each other. And my friend and I came up with this, what we thought was a brilliant idea of taking some Chiclets. Do you remember those? The Chiclet gum?
Oh, definitely. Yep.
Yeah.
Strategically out of a package. And replacing them with laxative gum that looked exactly like Chiclets.
Oh, no. It did.
Yes. I still feel guilty about this all these years later, but we purposely, like, placed them where we knew which ones were the Chiclets and which ones were the laxatives.
Yes.
So we were working at the cash registers, and one of the poor baggers was at my register, and I offered him some gum, and I took an actual Chiclet, and my cashier next to me, she took one,
And then we knew that no matter which one he picked, he was going to get the laxative.
Oh, wonderful. Right. It's like Russian roulette, but with, you know, there.
It was pretty bad. So he went out on cart duty, and, you know, a while later, we saw him run through the front end of the grocery store, and he had to go all the way through the store to the back, upstairs, to get to the bathroom.
That is rough.
Yeah. You want to know what, though? Sometimes you have to do that. When I was in college.
To a cart worker?
Well, when I was in college, the guys that lived next door, the Deke brothers, they used to steal our food all the time. So we started lacing it with Miralax. So they learned their lesson. Right. They stay out of the fridge.
Both of you.
Yeah.
All of you are terrible.
Sometimes it just works. I'm with you. Yeah.
He never would take any gum from me after that.
No, that's no.
Good. He learned his lesson.
Wisely so. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks. Have a great day. Hey, Keith, tell us, what's that messed up thing you did at your job?
When I was in high school, I worked at an auto parts store. We had this really cool manager, Mary. So she had her own bathroom. We took the fasteners out of her toilet seat and coated the toilet seat in Vaseline. Mm. So when she went to sit down, it was a disaster.
She just launched.
She wasn't happy about it.
Right, right.
Yep, all over the place.
Completely juvenile, but sometimes incredibly effective.
But I mean, was she a nice lady?
She was super nice lady. I loved Mary. She was awesome.
Yeah. Did she fire you guys after?
Absolutely not. No, she did not.
Did she find it funny, too?
Eventually.
Yeah.
Did come out with the toilet
That's the right
her
answer.
Hand kind of swinging it around.
Right. Yeah. Hi, Lydia. You want to tell us the crazy thing that you did at work? What happened?
And do you need us to disguise your voice?
Yeah.
So I will. Okay. So my boss was hitting on all of the employees. He was hitting on all of them. He was the manager and hitting on all the female employees. So I switched his creamer for his coffee, for his sugar, right? Switched the creamer for the sugar, and he thought he was putting in all the creamer in there, but it was really sugar, and everyone was wondering why he was going around like a crazy person.
So you jacked up your boss,
it was awesome.
Who was a harasser,
yeah.
Right, and gave him diabetes type 1. Good job.
Absolutely.
That's pretty tame, actually, I think, right? Like, listen, if you're a harasser, you deserve all that's coming to your way.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right. It's not all that terrible. Right.
Imagine he's got diabetes. What's up with all these pregnant ladies not making it to the hospital?
I mean, pregnant ladies, plan better. All right. Come on.
Well, one mom almost made it earlier this week. So a Dallas man rushed to the hospital with his wife in the car because she was going into labor, but they weren't going to make it. And when they got to the hospital, they were in the parking lot, and she could not make it inside.
Wow.
So he had to deliver the baby in the hospital parking lot.
Wait a minute. That's crazy.
I know. And the president of the hospital of Methodist Dallas Medical Center happened to be walking out. You want to talk about like how coincidental this is? Was walking out right after it happened. And he said,
I walked up to the car and looked in the window, and there was an amazing mom with a baby, her baby, laying on her. Dad was great. He was solid as a rock.
I don't know if my husband would be solid as a rock.
This guy right now is doing his best to handle the PR on this because what a disaster, right? Like nobody else in the parking lot notices. No doctor runs outside. No nurse to assist. No gurney comes out.
Well,
it's dad doing the whole thing.
The funny part about it is that right after the baby was delivered and the president realized, they were having a meeting, a bunch of the doctors and nurses right in the front. You see a whole school of them
I was going to say, you would think that the president is like rolling up his sleeves at that point. He's like, let me show you that we do some doctoring over here.
There was about 7 of them, doctors and nurses, that ran out to take care of her. And, you know, the baby's healthy. Everything is fine. Thank goodness. Yeah. And the father said,
it's been very special. It's probably once in a lifetime moment.
I would hope it's once in a lifetime.
Yeah, I wouldn't make that a practice,
no.
Man. Like, you don't want to be the guy who's doing that for you again or your neighbors or anything like that.
This was always my nightmare when I was pregnant, was that I was going to be somewhere and I wasn't going to make it to the hospital. There had to be 4 times I was ready to go to the hospital and they sent me home. They're like, you're not in labor, ma'am. You're like, not even close.
I mean, but that seems like a legitimate fear, right?
Of course,
like,
it is.
A lot of people would have it. It's like, you know, you want to be amongst people who are doing this, you know, 30 times a day, so they make it look easy in a case anything goes wrong.
I would say my husband is the last person I think could. I mean, you don't know until you're in that position,
of course.
But I don't want him to football catch my baby that's, you know, coming out.
Preferably so. I think that he would probably like to be on a different side of that as well.
That's true,
right?
But then last night, this was in the news.
The MTA police officers, they were flagged down by a driver on the Whitestone Bridge. It was a husband whose wife was in labor. The officers helped deliver the baby and stayed with the family until EMS showed up to take the healthy baby girl to the hospital.
Where were you born? On the Whitestone Bridge. That's where I was born.
You know what? Cops get a lot of grief, man, but they handle different things every single day, every hour of the day. And you know what? Those cops are heroes, clearly.
I was wondering, I'm like, do all police officers have to be trained on how to deliver a baby?
I don't know.
And what, I can't imagine. How do you even begin to know what to do besides catch, you know?
Like the first thing would be stay calm in a hectic situation. So they are trained for that.
Yeah. One of my friends, you know, everybody's got a birth story. Every mom that's gone through it has a story of what happened at birth. And, I've got a couple ones, but neither of them live up to what happened to my friend Megan. Her third baby, she thought she's the opposite of me, had all the time in the world.
Sure.
She didn't. Wait till you hear her story. It's coming up next. Megan Shinella is a good friend of mine. You can follow her on Instagram. She's an incredible content creator at Megan Shinella. And, you know, all your content is about parenting. But talk about when Nico was born. That poor baby got delivered by your husband, Joe.
Yes. So I'm not proud of it, but my third child, my son, was born in our bed. We didn't make it to the hospital. Do you want me to just start from the beginning?
Yeah. What happened?
Okay. So I woke up that morning. I felt, labor pains, jumped in the shower to take that last shower before you go to the hospital. And when I was in the shower taking a nice hot shower, I felt the contractions like coming on. So I opened up the door, said to Joe, this baby's coming. I get out of the shower and I sit on the corner of my bed and my water breaks.
I mean, that's got to be a scary moment, right? Like once the water breaks, forgive me. I'm not a woman who's ever delivered a baby. Once the water breaks, like, it's game time. It's go time.
Yep. So the water breaks. Then we put the call in and said, I'm on my way. I'm coming to the hospital. See you there. And then I was heading down towards the stairs and I was like, Joe, I feel him coming out. You need to help me. And then he called 911 and they're trying to walk him through all the steps. And so he ripped off my shorts. We go up on the bed and the pain was bad. It was really bad. And there's nothing you can do. So I just, three pushes and he was out.
And
what crazy.
No,
like, I mean,
me knowing your husband, Joe, all I could think about was what was his reaction?
Right.
Because I could only imagine him having to go through that.
I mean, I would have freaked out. You're like, we went back on the bed or whatever. Like, I would have been like, you can't be walking up and down these stairs. I would have figured you would have been laid over right where you were.
Yeah, no, Joe was definitely freaking out. And during the delivery, I felt like Joe pulling on Nico to come out. And I'm like, ah! So he was very quiet after. And I was like, grab a towel. He grabbed a towel. Now, the fire truck came to the front of the house and the ambulance. And it was like, Labor Day weekend. So it was like third string young guys that then like come flying up my stairs that are like super cute. And I'm laying there and I'm like, can someone help me? And they're giving Joe high fives like, great job. Like, you did it.
Right.
Who cut the umbilical cord? Are you just waiting? I don't understand.
They offered it to Joe and he wanted no part of it. So I feel like one of the firemen did it.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. One of the cute firemen.
Like, yeah, Joe was like, I've done enough. You guys could handle that.
Yeah. I have several questions here. Did you replace the mattress?
Oh, it's funny you ask. So we had just gotten this mattress. So I remember when we were in the hospital, I said to my mom, because she watched the two girls, do you think the mattress is okay? And she was like, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. So she was able to wash it and save the mattress. But that night in the hospital, like Joe was in the corner being all quiet and worried because when Nico came out, he looked all blue in the face.
Right.
And he wasn't crying. And Joe had to flip him over and tap his back. And then the crying came and we were like, okay.
But when you're a guy, in that situation, it doesn't matter. Kid 3 or whatever. If I'm in that situation, I think I broke him. Right. Like, I flip him over and I got to give him a pat. Like, no. I think I broke him.
It's
right?
scary.
Scary. I mean, I can understand why he's a bit shell-shocked. Plus, he's going over that mattress return policy in his head.
Right.
He's just wondering, you know, she may have washed it, but, like, can we smell it? I don't know.
Oh, my God. Right,
that's crazy.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad Nico is the handsomest boy ever, and Joe will never, ever be okay again.
And congratulations on your mattress.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's good.
One couple.
He just doesn't seem to understand why should I go to this wedding now.
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make an excuse. She can't go and, you know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Couples Court is powered by T-Mobile. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more. Juan and Melissa. Melissa, what's going on?
So my parents live pretty close to us. They do a lot of help with the kids, and they've been giving us like a good bit of money, which is incredibly kind of them. But the trade-off is that they come by basically whenever they want to come and see the kids. And it's, to me, it's not the end of the world. Obviously, it's not my favorite thing, but to me, it's just kind of the price we pay for all of the help that they do. And Juan is not very happy about that and thinks that we should set some boundaries with them.
So they don't call at all before they come. They just pop up basically whenever they want to. Do they have a key? Do they just walk in? What's that like?
They've got a key, yeah. And they live like maybe a 10-minute drive away.
Yeah, so they're there all the time. I understand that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Juan, what's your side of this?
I don't think it's right that their parents just show up, man, because, you know, it's invading and breaching our privacy.
Yeah.
Like, what if I'm running around in my furry suit?
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
I'm just, you know, I want to keep my privacy at home. I don't get much privacy already as it is because we do have the kids at home, but the privacy that we do get, I'd like to have it with, you know, me and my wife.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, it's just, no matter if they've helped us or not, that's our private domain. That's our space.
I can understand that. I mean, listen. There's all sorts of times when the phone rings, right? Or the doorbell goes off or whatever. Anna, how many times are you sitting there saying to yourself, what? Not now, right? Like, you're thinking to yourself, right. Like, you just don't want an invasion of your privacy at that moment. You know, you right. didn't kind of wrap your head around it. And when it's family, you don't have the option of saying, no, not interested, or signing for the package or sending that person away. As you said, they're either just walking in, or even if they're not, it's not like you can be like, now's not a good time. Like, you know, because they are helpful and they are close by, and you'd have to answer those questions later. So I get that. It's not always convenient.
But I mean, Melissa, how close are you with your parents?
I'm really close. You know, I decided to stay by during college just because I wanted to have them near. You know, we do have a really good relationship. It's just, it is, they do love to be involved.
Yeah. Do they hang any of it over your head? Or are they totally, you know, like, cool with this, right? Because sometimes, you know, people, even in family, even if they're well-meaning, they do favors, but they kind of hang it over your head. Is there any of that vibe, or no?
Not really. It's just kind of my personal guilt and feeling of sure. wanting to be accommodating to them because they've done so much for us.
Would you largely agree with that, Juan, that it's not really a situation where it's tic-tac, but you want your privacy?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah. I just want my privacy with my wife, you know, and my family.
I think it's an easier issue when somebody is doing a thing where they're like, well, with all we do for you or whatever, right? But if they're not doing that and they're gracious and they're nice and they're generous, it's very hard to close the door in front of somebody's face. I get it. What do you do with that?
I mean, you let your parents in. That's what I would say. But let's see what the right. audience has to say. Is Juan out of line for telling, you know, his in-laws when they can and can't come over? If they just want to stop by and say hello.
Yeah, I mean, maybe call before they come or whatever. Do you think they'd be offended if you told them that?
No, they're, you know, they're in their 70s. The technology isn't like entirely there. They know to call, but they forget. Like, I'd prefer a text, but they just say it's just not something they do.
Okay.
All right. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's a Couples Court. It's hard when your parents are really involved in you and your family's life. And then you want to say, no, you got to call and you got to give us heads up when you are coming over. Especially when they financially help you, they watch the kids.
Yeah.
Shouldn't they have the right to just stop by?
You know, listen, favors you do for people, especially your family and people you care about, you don't do for access, right? You do it because you care about them, and it's up to them how they manage their time and those contributions to them. People should be able to show up at your house, but a little bit of warning is always welcome. I mean, think about it. When your doorbell rings and you're not expecting somebody, it's always not something that you're excited about.
Right, but my mom and my dad would just walk in my back sliding door and that would be the end of it.
That's the same thing. My mother has a key as well.
So Melissa and Juan are having this issue right now because Melissa says, my parents stop by. They're always here. They watch the kids. Like, we can't tell them, oh, now you have to text us and call us and let us know when you're coming.
Yeah, but Juan says they live right around the corner and they're here all the time. Where's our private time?
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Chris, whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on the husband's side. I had a similar situation. There definitely needs to be some boundaries or even just communication before they come over. I had an incident where one time, you know, I went to the men's room. I came in and my father-in-law was standing in the middle of the living room. So, you know, to the guy's point, you know, if you think you're home alone and, you know, you're in your birthday suit, so it's not a situation that you want to be in.
Right. Mm-hmm. Especially with your in-laws. Thanks for the call. Have a great day.
Thanks, Chris. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. It's hard to tell your parents who you love so much and who help you both financially and watch the children. They got to give you a heads up when they're coming over the house.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Juan wants his wife to do to her parents.
I mean, listen, sometimes with my grandparents-in-law, they'll show up even when I've told them on the phone, I won't be there, or no, don't do it, or whatever, I'm just busy today. Sometimes people show up all the time, and when they're right around the corner and they help with the kids, you know, you're inclined to say, come on in, but some days that's just miserable, right?
Yeah, man, that's what Melissa says. My parents help us with everything, and now all of a sudden we're going to tell them, no, you can't just show up whenever you want.
Juan's like, I could be taking a nap. I could be sleeping naked. I could be in the bathroom.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Peggy.
I think I'm on the husband's side a little bit.
Tell us why.
Based on the need for some boundaries mm-hmm. are needed to maintain some privacy. And I understand the wife not wanting to hurt feelings, which is why I think it's a situation where a little white lie, maybe, where you say, hey, we're trying to set some time up for the kids. I don't know how old the kids are in the afternoon where they need some focus time to study. And if you just show up unannounced, it's disruptive.
Yeah, so blame the kids or the spouse. Just lie, basically, is what you're saying.
Yep, that's it.
We get it.
Right?
I get it. It's not the worst idea. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Peggy.
Hi, Jim, tell us, whose side are you on today?
They should not show up. They should, you know, they're not respecting their wishes. I would bolt the door and maybe they'll learn from it, not answer the door. But I would remind them again, no, you need to call first. Mm. That's really not fair. And how would they like it if people just showed up at their place, you know?
Hey, Mario, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on today?
I'm on the guy's side. And, you know, the main reason is that everybody got to have their own space. And plus, you know, it's on a person's personality because there's some people that are intrusive and then some are not. Even though they're family, they could be intrusive, you know?
Yeah.
No question about it.
Thanks, Mario.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Juan, our audience agreed with you. Melissa, it's unbelievable all the great things that your family does to help you. But I think asking for common courtesy of a phone call or a heads up just to make sure it's okay for them to come over, it's not too much of an ask for your parents.
No, definitely. And I can sit down and have a chat with them just about, like, the etiquette of how we want them to come over. And I wouldn't want to inconvenience them if we weren't home and they just didn't give a heads up and just came by, which I'm sure has happened before. So I completely understand. And it'll be in a little bit of a difficult conversation, but probably one worth having.
I think you just need to lay out, listen, we are deeply appreciative of all that you do, right? And all that help that you have. And we're glad that you have a key in case we ever, you know, need you to take care of something or whatever. You're always there for us. On the other hand, we like to be in a certain frame of mind when we have visitors, or we like to have the house prepared a certain way or whatever. My wife insists that the house be clean from top to bottom, basically, before people arrive. So, you know, paint it however you want to, but, you know, make them understand that somewhat of a heads up is the best way to go.
Yeah, definitely.
Juan? You get your wish. You'll get some more privacy, maybe. I feel like this is going to be a thing that's remembered the first, like, 2-3 visits, and then after that, it's going to go back to how it was, but at least people heard you.
Well, I'm glad they heard me for now, you know, because, man, just that privacy is important, man. That keeps our bond and our unity together, you know, and plus, it's just like, no one likes uninvited guests.
Well, unless it's your family. But all right, if you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $300. Darren and Sam, how you guys doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good. Are you feeling confident, like you know your stuff?
I don't know.
Oh, that does
so.
Sound great. Well, I want you to give it your best shot. First thing we got to do is you have to ask Raven to leave the room.
Okay. Hi, Raven. Please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, man. $300. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right. Raven is walking out of here. That door is going to close and he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You guys have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in and ask them the same questions. I get asked all the time, how come you get 3 seconds and he doesn't? And it's because people were cheating and I could hear them texting and Googling and I had to find a way to make it fair for everybody. So that's the reason why.
Yep.
And then I'm going to bring Raven back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins, ties go to Raven. Ready to play?
Yep.
Remember, if you're not sure, just guess. First thing that comes to your mind, okay?
Okay.
Number one, for the first time, women outnumber men in the new NASA astronaut class. Who was the first female American astronaut in space? American.
Sally Ride.
Number two, Charlie Sheen's new documentary titled Charlie Sheen, a.k.a. Charlie Sheen on Netflix, has been one of the top trending shows for weeks. What sitcom did he star in as Charlie Harper, a wealthy jingle writer whose brother moves in with his young son?
2 and a Half Men.
Number three, Rihanna and ASAP Rocky welcome their third child, a baby named Rocky. Is that baby a boy or a girl?
Girl.
Daughter.
Number four, Crocs is releasing a new pack of classic clogs inspired by iconic horror movies like It. What phrase does Pennywise repeat to lure children?
God. It sleeps. No, it floats down here.
What is it?
It floats.
Number five, what celebrity went on the New Heights podcast and shared that his agent wanted him to change his name to Lenny Williams because he was afraid his real name was too ethnic?
Emilio Estevez.
Let me bring Raven back in.
Ew.
Okay, we have 3 out of 5 for Darren and Sam.
Oh, pretty good. Let's see how I do. $300. Here we go.
Number one, for the first time, women outnumber men in the new NASA astronaut class.
Wow.
Who was the first female astronaut in space?
The amazing...
American astronaut in space.
Okay, the amazing Sally Ride.
That's right. There was 2 Russian women that were there first.
That's correct.
Yep. Number two, Charlie Sheen's new documentary titled AKA Charlie Sheen on Netflix has been one of the top trending shows for weeks.
Haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to at some point.
It's a crazy yelling. It's wild.
He's a ride.
What sitcom did he star in as Charlie Harper, a wealthy jingle writer whose brother moves in with his young son?
2 and a Half Men.
Yep. Number three, Rihanna and ASAP Rocky welcome their third child, a baby named Rocky. Is it a baby boy or girl?
It's a girl.
It is a girl. You guys are tied. Number four, Crocs is releasing a new pack of classic clogs inspired by iconic horror movies like It. What phrase does Pennywise repeat to lure the children?
We all float down here.
We all float down here.
We all float down here. I'm reading The Outsider now. 4th book I've read in the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks from Stephen King. It's good.
Number five, what celebrity went on the New Heights podcast and shared that his agent wanted him to change his name to Lenny Williams because he was afraid his real name was too ethnic?
Leo DiCaprio.
That's right. All right, I'm sorry, guys. 5-3 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, buddy. $400 tomorrow, Anna.